Do you ever feel alone, isolated, maybe unwanted? Well, Mother Teresa once wrote that loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty. But does that feel like your reality? Well, allow me to open the door to your new reality. You aren't alone, and you are wanted. You are surrounded by so great a crowd of others who can help you strip off every unnecessary burden, weight, and sin that entangles you. The theme of this meditation from Hebrews chapter 12 is being known. Setting your eyes on Jesus and running with the crowd of others that seek to worship Him. To not live life alone, but celebrate the joy of Christ together. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the presence of God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Philippians chapter 2 and respond, Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. It is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. And do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. Help me hold fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. The true end of Christian meditation is a deeper union with Jesus, the incarnate Word. So spend a few moments now in silent meditation as the Holy Spirit brings you into union with Christ. The silence continue as you deliberately focus on the love and presence and acceptance of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals to you about the love and the presence of God. Be mindful of your deep, slow breathing as you deliberately focus on keeping your eyes fixed on Him. Continue in silence as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit preparing you to be in the presence of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you as you focus on just one specific aspect of being in fellowship and communion with God, not alone, but together with Him. What does union with God feel like to you? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. But then return your gaze back to Christ as you commune and rest with Him together. Now, still in silence, listen to the first of three readings, each of the same root passage, but from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Listen carefully to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 in the New International Reader's Version. A huge cloud of witnesses is all around us, so let us throw off everything that stands in our way. Let us throw off any sin that holds on to us so tightly. Let us keep on running the race marked out for all of us. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts of this passage? Well, rest here with the crowd of other witnesses around you, all of you celebrating as every barrier keeping you from God is removed. Just run free with others towards God in this very moment. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of every encumbrance and every hindrance of yours being removed, anything blocking you from God. Just fixing your eyes on him as you and countless others run free into his arms. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us, looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of faith, the first incentive for our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to see yourself in a huge crowd of others all celebrating the same thing. Where are you? Is it a football game? A concert? Everyone wearing the same fan gear, same buttons, waving the same signs, cheering the same cheers, even singing the same songs. How do you feel surrounded by such a cloud of others and others that you share so much in common with? You're no longer alone, but empowered. We'll rest here for a moment as you all celebrate and sing and cheer for the one sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. As you were imagining sitting in the crowd of so many sharing your passion, discern God's presence here, now, today, as you consider moments that you have to celebrate and run towards Jesus. How fast could you run if you weren't hindered? Well, you aren't hindered. How loud could you worship if you weren't alone? Well, you aren't alone. How joyful would you feel if you could see him? Well, look now. You can. So spend this minute running free and joyful with your eyes fixed on Jesus. Take a minute now to return once again to your breathing. whispered breaths of freedom. And let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or the dusk. Lord God, keep my eyes fixed on you. And also, let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, fixated. Your gaze fixed on Christ. Let me pray now that you rejoice in the huge cloud of witnesses all around you, and that you throw off everything that stands in your way, that you throw off any sin that holds on to you so tightly, and that you keep on running the race marked out for you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, smile upon you, and be gracious to you. May he show you his mercy and give you his peace through Christ. Amen. So, in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of isolation and loneliness. But pause then to rejoice as you remember that you aren't alone. You are surrounded and supported by others that love you and that can help you run. Also, make a resolution and decide to spontaneously help a friend or stranger feel known. Help remove someone's burdens today. How can you help someone run free? So when you're ready, whether at the day spring or the darkness, expect to face moments of solitude. But then hear the crowd of witnesses all celebrating, and there you will encounter God.